Recording in progress.
Thank you, Nate. Okay, let's begin. Learning, what did you say? Yeah, you can email him. I don't want to take away from learning. I called. I don't want to disturb him. Sorry. I called him. Because it'll take you away from the... The Gemara says that we had yesterday, we learned all the learning, the Shmir, the Chayalim, and the hostages, as that the Shem Hashem should watch them all. And a good Chodesh to everyone said, the Shulchan Aruch recommended you should have bread. It's not a Chiyuv Suda, but you should have bread on Rosh Chodesh. That means if you miss Yom HaBetz, you have to repeat it, but it is recommended. Okay?
What time
is that going to sell? So Shkia. Ski is about 6:20 now, 6:15. Okay, good. It's recommended from the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so let's begin. Yesterday we learned the sugya of Kura, and Kura was a machloikis as to whether it was palm shoots or it was the heart of the palm. Whatever it is, Rebutus said, "Bray Priya Adam Shmuel said Shachol Nibidvoro." And it's interesting that the Gemara, in fact, Avril pointed out to me in Seder, we had mentioned it in Shir, that Shmuel is very intellectually honest, and he said, "I thought your svar is even better than mine, and therefore I believe that since Snon is Sofal Hakshos, you still say a Brei Pri Adam." And then the Gemara said, "No, Rav Yudah says it's good. Why does Rav Yudah's svar is really good? Why? Because Snon is adaited inche to eat it like that, whereas the dikla is not at all." But the Gemara said, "Is that true that anytime they don't plant something lemaisa kol hechel adaite it drops to a shahako?" And the Gemara says, "Well, what about by the tzlaf? The tzlaf we see people are adaitse the daita pircha, right? And we say that what? We say that the halacha is that what? What is the halacha?" The Gemara says, "Varet slav." We're up to the word slav, yes? That's where we're up to in the Gemara. So the Gemara, we'll pick it up from there. The Gemara basically brings up this new element called adaitin inshe, and is it rejecting sofal hakshos? So what do we say about that? We had three opinions. You guys remember? The first opinion was that in a chanami, the Gemara is what? Rejecting the concept of what? Of sofal hakshos, right? Yeah? The Gemara is rejecting the concept of Sofal Hakshos. That was the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Remember, the Gemara Rabbeinu Yonah admitted the svar of what? Sofal Hakshos. So in Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah's opinion, the Gemara is omitting it and rejecting it. According to the Rosh had both reasons. Tais and Erevin had both reasons, the Mordechai. And then the Bir Mordechai had that the Iker motif was not the Inshi, and there was a side reason. What was the side reason? The side reason Sofal Hakshos is kind of like a twin. It emerges from that. Because it's Sofal Hakshos, you don't have it in mind when you planted it to eat that part. And then we had pointed out the raw that said the whole klal is only said by a what? By something that's not a pre. If I plant an orange tree just for looks, and then I what? And then I don't plan on eating it. If I want to eat the orange, Akiva, for sure we say a Brei Pri Eitz. So that's where we're up to in the Gemara, Vaharei. Okay? We're up to Vaharei. Okay, and let's see from Vahare. Okay, Sam, you want to read? Go ahead, Vahare, and behold. Go ahead. Whenever you see Vahare in Shas, it's like, and behold. Go ahead. It's Akasha. Vahare. Actually, why don't you read V'chol Hecha? V'chol Hecha, the what? Adaita Dahachi. You mean to tell me anytime you don't plant with it in mind, you don't say a bracha that you're supposed to say, it drops to shahakol? Don't interpret lo marichin ala, it's not a bracha at all. The word, Gemara doesn't say the word klal, right? Lo marichin ala is the right bracha, the specific bracha that you need. You mean to tell me that, is that true? Go ahead. Excellent. It's slaf, the caper bush, the famous caper bush. When you have that, when you hear the sugya slaf, you know it's brachas lamed vav menav. It's a famous sugya in Shas. All yeshivas all over the world, they know the sugya of slaf. Slaf, the people plant a daita the pircha. On the pircha here means the pre. Go ahead. The tanya, it says in a brisa, so go ahead.
It's not al
We read. You have a Tanya? Oh, you have Tanan? Okay, go ahead. It's really a Brisa, so that's why I was switching it. But okay, go ahead. You'll leave it as Tanan. Go ahead. I think in Maya Goes Vitzionim, they switch it. No? You see by Gimel there in the Goes Vitzionim, he changes it to Tanya. Okay, go ahead. Because it is a Brisa. You guys have that there, right? Gimel, the Goes Vitzionim. You don't have that? I have it in my Goes Vitzionim, the Hosva Hunter. Go ahead. Vitanya. Go ahead. Vitanan or Vitanya. Go ahead, Vitanya. What's nitzpah? Nitzpah is a synonym for sloth. Okay, go ahead on types of what? Of types of the pears of the canterbury of the caperberry. Go ahead, caper bush. Right on leaves and the tomorrows and on the dates. Right? How did they translate? It's not really dates, buds. How did they translate it? It's buds. Okay, we have to look it up. Well, go ahead. Omer what? Excellent. There's four parts of a caper bush. The all in the leaves, the tomorrow's the little buds. Omer Berbidoma, go ahead. Valavionos is the berries. Vala what? Valakafrisim is the what? Is the shell. And the last two, what do you say? So what do you see from there? No one has in mind to what? No one has in mind to eat what? To eat the all in and the tomorrow's. And it still says what? Still says Bri Pri Adoma, not Shahakal. That's a great kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's challenging that. Go ahead. So what's Gemara's answer? Go ahead. Oh, same cloud. Slav, people have in mind, the shuta means the sprouts. People do have in mind when they plant it to eat the olive and tomorrow. So that might not be the main part, like Natana was asking me in what? Natana was asking me in Seder. The main part is the berry. But they do have in mind to eat the other stuff, the olive and tomorrow. Go ahead. Because why? By eating that stuff, Rashi says it does not diminish the tree. Doesn't diminish the growth of the tree. Go ahead. About Dikla, which we learned yesterday. Go ahead. No one plants an adaitid eating that when it's a palm shoot or eating the what? The heart of the palm, right? Right, it must not be the heart of the palm because we eat hearts of the palm, right? So I don't know if when we learned that according to the Rambam, it's hearts of the palm. I don't know if it's the same thing, but whatever it is, if you go with the palm shoot, they don't plant it for that, and therefore what? That's why it drops all the way to Shahakol. Yes. So Gemara reestablishes that Adaitin Inchi is the what is the correct reasoning. Go ahead. Vavo gav the what? Excellent. Even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda with his svara, the halacha is like Shmuel. And therefore, on a kura, what are we paskin? Shahakol. Yes, because anything you don't plant to eat is not considered to be a pri, and therefore it drops all the way to shahakol halacha l'maisa. So even though he was very intellectually honest and he agreed with who, he thought Rav Yehuda is we paskin like what? We paskin like Shmuel. Yes? That's how the Gemara says it to Farish. Yes, go ahead, Natana, real quick.
Two questions back. So in the beginning, we're saying Shmuel and Rav Yehuda, we're saying that what happened, they each thought of it, and then Shmuel found out what Rav Yehuda said.
So no, they had a machlaikis in Miss Medrash.
Okay, and number two.
Yes.
So why can't we say with hearts of palm, right, that you're making a palm tree for, let's say, shade, but also you have in mind that if you eat it.
We don't. Because when you talk about, glad you asked me that. I don't think I stressed this yesterday. When you find in the Gemara Dekel, it's really a date tree. So their dates are coming. People eat dates. Right? It's a date tree, or and therefore you don't have in mind to what? You don't have in mind to eat the palm shoot. Okay? So that's why I don't think I'm right by saying it was hearts of palm yesterday. Even though I like the hearts of palm, I don't, because I saw that it was described as being white, so maybe it's the same thing. I don't think it's the same thing. Okay? I don't think it's the same thing. The bottom line is that they don't have it in mind to eat this at all. None whatsoever. Okay, fine. So that's how the Gemara concludes this din. Let's see the last tesis. Go ahead. What does Tosis say? Go ahead, low what? Right, we don't plan on the intention of what eating the kura. Go ahead, the savar. The Gemara Pascha is like Shmuel. Go ahead. Grape leaves that people do eat, they stuff it with cabbage. They stuff it with meat instead of stuffed cabbage. They have grape leaves meat. Go ahead. The low what? Excellent. So you say a bracha shakol nivivaro because it drops all the way down. Bless you. Go ahead. Osen what? And those almonds when they're soft, ochlin. You eat the outer shell. And no one plants them adait to the hachi lemechel behen kishen rakin. Eat them when they're soft. Kim. Kishis bashlu. You only eat the seeds when you want to what? What's kishis bashlu? When they become ripe. Does not mean cooked. Yisbashlu means ripe. Go ahead. Mevarech. So Tosis gives you two examples right here that we really hold like this. On the grape leaves, you say shako. You plant the grapevines for the grapes. The almonds that are, when they're soft, and you eat them beklipasa machitzoina, you don't plant them, you don't plant that to eat them when they're like that. So therefore they drop all the way to shahako, because when you plant an almond tree, you want to eat the what? Seeds when it becomes ripe. So if you eat them earlier at that point, you'd say a shahako. Okay. Now, let's get this down, and then we'll be able to set it up as we go by through the Gemara. Okay? If you look, Lamaisa, we'll say it Lamaisa, but it comes out that the Meiri in Dibur Maskil Charayos says the following. He says that on sweet almonds when they're small, what's the din? Sweet almonds when they're small, what bracha do you say? Borei pri ha'etz. Because they're considered to be pre. Even though they're going to get hard, but they still are the pre. So get that down. Small almonds that are sweet, I'm eating them, I say on their bracha, on their shell, Borei pri ha'etz, because they're considered part of the fruit. Even though they're going to get hard. And that goes well with, he said, Esther with the raw, because it's a shame pre. Then he quotes Yesh Chokim that say that the achil is not chashuv, and it drops all the way to a what? All the way to a shahakal. Okay? It drops all the way to a shahakal. Now, this leads us to the following. It comes out that the Talmid Rabbein Yonah, the Mask of Omrim, and the Rosh and the Meiri, they say the same thing. They say this is all by almonds that are sweet. Please get this. This whole discussion is by almonds that are sweet. And Tosfos did not say a word about bitter, did he? Did Tosfos say the word bitter at all? No. We assume Tosfos only talking about sweet almonds. From the title, get it down. Yes? We're only talking about sweet almonds. Comes along the Talmid Rabbein Yonah, the Rosh and Meiri, says, what happens if you're dealing with what? Sour, bitter almonds. Let's call them bitter. Bitter almonds. What's the din? So bitter almonds are edible. In fact, they're eaten when they're small. That's when they're eaten. And then you say a Borei pri ha'etz. But when they're big, they are so bad, and they are so bitter, Lamaisa, they are so bad and they are so bitter, that you don't even say a brach on them at all, because azuke mazikle. And that's what I gave you in the Rush. In Simon Gimel, the Rush said that beferish. If you had a big, bitter almond, you don't say a brach at all. It's like shemen straight up according to Rashi. Okay? It's like shemen straight up according to Rashi. So, the Rashba in the Chuvis asks, he says, I want to ask you something. He was asked a question. The Rashba in the Chuvis was asked questions by Balabatim. He was asked a question. He says, why by sweet almonds, when they're small, do we say a bracha of what? Of shahakol niyeh bidvaro. Isn't that what Tosfos said? Didn't Tosfos say you say shahakol niyeh bidvaro when you have a sweet almond? We're assuming Tosfos talking about a sweet almond. Until you tell me that they're sour or bitter, we don't assume that. We assume they're sweet. So according to the Tosfos, Lomaisa, according to Tosfos, who says beferish, that by a sweet almond, you eat it when it's small. It's shahakol niyeh bidvaro, because it wasn't planted. I must eat them when they're small. He's very perturbed by that. Why is he very perturbed by that? Because what did we say yesterday, according to the Rosh? If it's a pre, it's a pre. No? Why deny the fact that it's a pre? If it's a pre, you should say I ate. He was asked the kasha, the Rosh Bo, by Abba boss in the Chuvis, Chelik al Simon Tov Chav Ches. So he says, amazing answer. He says, I want you to know something. He says, I believe when you eat a sweet almond that's small, you're not nene from the gufa pri. You're nene from the klipa. And the klipa is not the pri. And therefore, if you're nene from the what? From the klipa. It was not planted, al das to eat the klipa, the shell. It was planted to eat the what? The pri, when it gets bigger. And therefore, it's like a kura. If it's like a kura, it drops all the way to what bracha, Sam? Shahakol. Excellent.
That's a small almond.
So that goes very well. However small it is, it gets big.
Why is that a
klipa? But I'm saying when you eat it when it's small, you're nene from the klipa, not the pre-bench. That's the chiddush. That's the metzias. It's not developed, the pre, when it's small. It's not developed. The geshmak you get out of it when you eat it, when it's sweet and small, the shell. If it's a shell, what bracha? Chakal nebivaro. Yeah, so that keeps it very good. No, no, you eat the whole thing whole. You're eating it for the klipa. Excellent. Okay, now with this in mind, we go weiter now in the Gemara. Yes, Gavriel. Go ahead. You want to move over just a little so I can see you? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
Isn't that what
Tosfos
says? That because it's in a
klipa,
we say
shahabu? Yes. I Tosfos says, Ochlin klipasa. I like that. Yes. So it's a good duke.
So what's the Rashba?
No, I mean, I'm just spelling out what the Rashba says. What's the Svara? The Svara is, we said it according to the Re yesterday, if you're eating a pre, like the orange example I gave you, it's still a pre. This is not a pre, we're saying. You're eating a klipa. That's the vor. That's the chiddush I want to bring out. You're eating the klipa. Klipasim. It's a good hara what you said. Okay? That's exactly the pshat, the mice. Okay. With this in mind now we can go right to the Gemara and set up the rush. We get it with the mahak. Okay? We have a mahalak we got to do. But in order to... Benj, real quick.
What would Rabbi Ben Shmuel say back to Maskar Gemara? So they both seem to be...
We paskin the lush, like Shmuel against Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, but Shmuel... seem to like the review of his opinions. So what
yeah.
would both say back to
Hashem? He doesn't seem to have this svar of not the inchi. He doesn't have that svar of not the inchi. That svar of not the inchi was introduced to defend Shmuel, right? Not Reviewed. Maybe Reviewed denies the whole thing. It's a good kash you're asking. Who says the klal exists, Lemaisa? Who says the klal exists? We paskin that it does exist. But who says it? The Gemara for Shmuel's opinion. Maybe Reviewed argues on it. Okay? Why should Hilchos Brachos? Well, Shmuel himself said, I'd like Reviewed better. Then Gemara spoke up and defended, no. We like your sheet and your sheet is right. And even though he praised them, we paskin hal kavasin Shmuel. Okay? It's a good horror, though. Lamaise. Seems like Reviewed rejects it. But we don't hold like that. We hold shakal nimivono. Okay. Viter now. Now, to introduce the next piece of Gemara, let's go. Good to see you, Dr. Dreiser. Let's get it. Sam, let's get it down. We had a whole shtuk of Torah before Sukkos about Orla. Remember? You remember those two possibilities? Orla and Chutz La'aretz is what? Is Usser. First 3 years of a fruit tree. Yes? Is Orla and Chutz La'aretz D'oraisa or is it Rabbanan? Two opinions in the Gemara Kedushin. We happen to paskin Halacha Moshe Mesinai. But for some reason, Rashi says our Gemara is going like the Ma'an number holds it Rabbanan. The Gemara Kedushin. And that Flamaches of the Beis has two opinions, whether Orla in Chutz La'aretz, Orla in Chutz La'aretz is the Uraisa. And when I say the Uraisa, is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Halacha, let's get the opinions. Let's get the names. It's very interesting. Rav Yehuda says that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Orla and Chutz La'aretz is considered a halacha hilchasa medina. Oh. Rav Yehuda says, this happens to be the same Rav Yehuda Amara, hilchasa medina. What does medina mean? It's drabana. It's another word of saying it's drabana, another way of saying it. And Rav Yochanan is the opinion that says halacha lamosha misinai. I want you guys to get that. You got to know that. It's 2 days in the Gemara, Maseches Kedushin, and daf what? And daf lamed ches amid beis. Okay? The Mishnah says, you know, one of the 63 Maseches in Shas is Maseches Orla. It says in Maseches Orla, Orla, Aser, Bechutras, Mahalacha. What is Halacha? Hilchos Medina, like Rav Yehuda? Or is it what? Or is Rav Yochanan saying what? Orla and Chutras, Halacha, Moshe Mesinai. Okay? So Rashi says, like Rav Yehuda, okay? Rashi says like Rav Yehuda. Now, it could very well be the Gemara here is in the name of Rav Yehuda. So it fits well. Maybe that's why Rashi says it, halacha l'maisa, okay? Maybe that's why Rashi says it, halacha l'maisa. But maybe we'll get back to that. I don't know today, but I want you to get that down. You have to know, l'maisa, that there are 2 days in the Gemara, whether or l'chutzos d'iraisa d'rabbana. When I say d'iraisa, it's halacha moshe mesinai. Now, there's another cloud that I'd like you to know as well, and that's the Mishnah Kedushin on the daf earlier. What daf lam and zayin aman aleph? The Mishnah says, any mitzvah tulias baretz, any mitzvah that's connected to land is only noeg where? In Eretz Yisrael. But any mitzvah zechovas aguf is noeg where? Anywhere on the planet Earth. That's a Mishnah.
Does that mean it wouldn't even be there
No. That's a Mishnah. So it says, Eila Chukim, Vamishpatim, Asher Tishmu Lasos Barch, Asher Nasal Hashem, Vigorm Lachal. It's Mashma, if you look at the Pasuk, it says, the Chiv to fulfill mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael. But the rest of the Pasuk says, in that same Pasuk, get it down, Yud Beis Aleph, Dvarim, Yud Beis Aleph, Kol Yom Asher Tim Chaim Al Adama. It's Mashma, the mitzvah is on August, B'chol Mokam, Shatah Chaim. So it's a stira. On one hand, the beginning of the pasuk seems to say, Halach Olamai said, there's no chiyuv to fulfill mitzvahs except in Eretz Yisrael. And then the rest of the pasuk seems to say, wherever you live on the planet Earth. So how do you solve it? So the Gemara says, it depends. Mitzvahs that are what? That are chovas aguf, are considered to be what? Anywhere on the planet Earth. Mitzvahs that are tlius baretz only in Eretz Yisrael. Now what's that pasuk talking about? Destroying Avodah Zarah. Destroying Avodah Zarah applies where? Everywhere in the planet Earth, right? That's Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph and Sefer Dvarim. So any mitzvah that's similar to destroying Avodah Zarah, which is a chov on the Adam, that applies where? Natanel, anywhere in the planet Earth. But any mitzvah that's depending on agriculture on the land is only where? In Eretz Yisrael. Now I want to point something out, which is interesting. Let's get it down. It's not parenthetic. Happens to be the Rambam does say when it comes to destroying Avodah Zarah, there is an added mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. He says mitzvah lirdov, root it out. Root it out. Eliminate Hamas, right? Right? We want to eliminate it, Prime Minister Netanyahu said. There's a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael to what? To root it out. Yes? Mitzvah lirdof. Nowhere in the planet Earth is a mitzvah lirdof. If you have a Avodah Zarah, destroy it. However, when it comes to what? When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah lirdof. So there is a slight difference even within Ibud Avodah Zarah, which I want you to know. You follow me? Rambam says mitzvah lirdof. It's a mitzvah to chase it, root it out. Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah to root out Avodah Zarah in Chutz La'aretz. If you see it, there's a mitzvah of Ibud. Now, if it's going to cause a Chil Hashem, of course you don't. I'm talking about in theory. You follow me?
Wouldn't that destroy the Zarah then? About anything that's done to Avodah Zarah has to be done in Chutz La'aretz.
I understand, but I'm saying there's a slight difference. That's a technical difference within Ibud Avodah Zarah. No, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. It's a lirdof.
But I thought that's just the example for.
No, but I've said that this is a side technical nekuda. It is. Ibud Avodah Zarah is a chovas aguf that applies everywhere on earth. That's Ibud. When it's there. But there's an added element that applies only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. We got this so far? Yes, no. Go ahead.
Is
Chetzah Egnabra
in Eretz Yisrael? It's on the land.
Yeah. Yeah, it's then in the
Chetzah. But if your Chetzah is just on you.
Any mitzvah the chovas aguf is everywhere else. As long as we're mentioning it, you're reminding me we should know the fantastic Sifri that the Ramban quotes, Tziulach Tziunim. What does the Ramban quote? Rashi quotes it all in Torah too. That all the mitzvahs we do in Chutz La'aretz are really what? Practice that we should do them properly in Eretz Yisrael, which is a fantastic kiddush. That's how the Ramban develops. There's a chiv to make aliyah, right? He says if mitzvah chiv is like wearing tefillin every day, there's a chiv to make aliyah. The Ramban says that, al Torah, that all the mitzvahs we do are practice. Remember, I think I told you guys, when Lichtenstein Tzatzal, remember I told you that he, when he'd fly in Eretz Yisrael in the afternoon, he would put tefillin on again. That the tefillin of Eretz Yisrael is different, he said. I don't think he said it with a bracha, but Lamaisa, he did put it on. It's an interesting chiddush. But of course, because he said it, qualitatively, maybe it's a little different.
Why are we here strong?
Okay, that's a kasha. You can't ask kashas on
the... It's hard to get a head
drink. Okay, you eventually Mashiach will come, we'll all go, Bezrat Hashem. Okay? Yeah. Eventually we'll all go, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, but we got this Kiddush, so that's the setup as Akdomah. Okay, Sam, let's go. Next piece of Gemara, okay, and now we'll set up the Kasha. Let's read it closely. Go ahead. Let's go, Sam. You're doing a great job. I'm reviewed a Marav. Go ahead. See, there he is. I'm reviewed it, right? Go ahead.
I'm ready to do a Marav.
Ah, what does he say? Yes. The kafrisin are the shells. No, avionos are what? Not the leaves.
The berries.
You got to get this. It means the berries. Now, why did he throw out the berries?
They're orla.
They're orla. Excellent. Now, I want you to get this down. We'll talk about it more, not today. But remember we said that, what was the discussion that we had? What were the two approaches we had before Yontif about orla? What were the two approaches in Lumdus? That orla and chutzar, it's either what? Is derived from the psukim that it's a halacha mishum mishinai mispa what mispareshes excellent Jacob, or it's a halacha mishum mishinai what mischadeshes excellent Gavriel. Yes, so I want to say like this. Just get it down in your notes. There's a mishnah maseches Tmura that lists off the things that have to be burnt. Yes, What did you say? Tmura. Meseches Tmura. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. In the Mishnah Tmura. It's a Beferish Mishnah. List off Elu Heinan Nisrafen. It's either Lamed Dal or Lamed Gimel. Okay? We'll have to look it up tomorrow in Seder. Pretty sure it's Lamed, I don't remember. Lamed Dal on the base. Elu Heinan Nisrafen. It's one of the two. I think it's Lamed Dal on the base. These are the following things got to burn. Chametz B'Pesach, Kiloi Kerem. What's Kiloi Kerem? We learned that. Wheat field next to a grape field. What else? Orla. Orla has to be burnt. And then there are a bunch of things that have to be buried, like Basar B'Chalav, Avodah Zarah. Yes? Let me ask you a question. Orla and Chutzlarts, do you have to burn it or not? What would you say? If it's Mischadashis, then what? Then no. If it's what? Misparashis, then what? Then yes. Maybe you can bring a raya from this Gemara that it's Mischadashis, because he didn't burn it, he just chucked it. You follow me? I want you to get this down. You get that Chiddush down? Remember we had before Yontif, Oral and Chutzlarts, either Misparashis or Mischadashis. If it's Misparashis, then just like Oral has to be burnt in Oral of Eretz Yisrael, so too Oral and Chutzlarts. But if you hold it's Mischadashis, then no. And what did he do? He chucked it. He didn't burn it. Okay, it didn't say that. It would have said sorry. It would have said sorry, Nate. Okay? But nonetheless, okay, it says Zorik is Zemion, Zorik is Zemion. Okay, good. Now, I want you just to get this down. We're not going to answer it now, but we'll set it up. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. We'll see. But if you guys, I did give you the riff in the Rabbeinu Yonah. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam, just I gave you the one line. The Rambam Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, Pirkei Yud Halacha Gimel. How did he quote the din? You guys remember? Excellent, Nate. He said, you throw the Avionos Ochos of Kafritzin. He didn't say a word about Chutzlarts. The Rambam Beferish, Maaseh Sheni, Pirkei Yud Halacha Gimel, and the riff. They just quote the din straight up. That he chucked the berries, and he ate the what? Kafritzin. Yes? And it doesn't say it was Chutzlarts. In our Gemara, it says B'Chutzlarts. Talmid Rabbeinu asks, what's going on here? Why is the riff in the Rambam Sasam? What's Sasam? What's Satam? Satam is you didn't specify. Where do we have the words mean the Sasam? Where do we have it just recently? By the Kemach. According to the Sheet of Mekubetz, remember we read it inside yesterday? Yes, just yesterday. Remember with Sasam? Remember the Sheet of Mekubetz talking about both flowers? Natural from the wheat or from the parched one? And he said mean the Sasam. Since the Gemara said it generally, didn't specify. Oh, okay, keep that cash in mind. Get those two notes, get those two Nakudas down. Okay, Viter Sam, go ahead. Riminayu. Go ahead. Lememra, rather I skipped. Lememra. What's Lememra mean?
Does this mean to say?
Do you mean to say? Go ahead. You mean to tell me Avronos are the Piri and Kafrita Shals aren't? Go ahead, Riminayu. But we have a Braisa. Go ahead. What's nitzpeh?
The tzlach.
Excellent. And the types of, there are four compartments in the tzlach. There are four compartments. Go ahead. What are they? Now it all of a sudden says on the leaves and on the tomorrow's those buds, you say, Bripri Adama. And then it says all of a sudden the bears in the shell say, hey, it's, oh no. You see that what? Kafrisi say, Bripri. Must be that what? It's a shame pre, and therefore we equate the Allah of Brachos Noam with what? Hilchos Orla, and therefore what? How could he have eaten them? He should have chucked them too. That's the kasha. He should have chucked them as well. You got the kasha? Should have thrown them out. It's great kasha. Should have thrown out the kafrisin. It says he ate it. You see, the Gemara's equating Hilchos Brachos with Orla in the Tana. It's a great kasha. Tremendous kasha. Okay?
There's nothing from the bush that should have been eaten at all.
It says all four of them have a bracha, either Adam or Eitz. So what's going on here? We see that if it's Eitz, you have to say. It's a tremendous kasha. Okay? What's the Teretz? Go ahead. Who's who?
The person, Yehuda.
Excellent. Reviewed in the name of Rav. Excellent. Okay? Not the person that you meant the Amir, the Halega Amir. That's what you meant, Sam. I know. I know. Is in your Pitl Yid. I know that's what you were saying. Go. Huda Amar.
So, not
really. Huda Amar Kareba. What?
Huda Amar Kareba.
Ah, he holds a Kareba Kiva. Who's Kareba Kiva? Disnan. This is a Mishnah. Go ahead, Disnan.
Rabbi Yehuda,
Yeah, read the snot. It's a Mishnah in Mises Pirek Tal Mishnah Vav. Go ahead. Rebbe Lodos says, lock, stock, and barrel. You do the three out of the four. The tomorrows, the Avionis, the Kafrisi, you have to take Meiser Rishon off them. Meiser Shani, Meiser Ani, the whole deal. The only thing you don't touch with the Meisers is Alim, is the leaves. Go ahead. And Rebbe Kiva says only what? No, you said that the second time you said that. You meant the berries. The berries, because the berries are the fruit, yes? Excellent. I know what you meant. You meant it was right. So what do you see from here? You see from here that Kafrisin are not what? Are not fruit. So what is the Gemara in a bunch of lines? I don't know, maybe four or five lines. You have to be in tune to this. That the Gemara is equating three topics in Halacha. What topics? Hilchos Brachas, Hilchos Orla, and Hilchos what? Maisris. Lock, stock, and roll. A, B, C. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Equates all three of them. And therefore, since he holds Rebbe Akiva, no problem. You got this? Okay, all right, but the poshness is, okay, you're right, and therefore what? They have halachas. Nafkamina is a bracha veitz. Nafkamina is the what? It's asar orla. You'd have to throw it out. Nafkamina is a what? Maisers. You have to do maisers. Okay, now, let's get the following here, okay? It comes out, very, very interesting, okay? Comes out, halacha lemaisa, I want you to get this, that we have to think to ourselves, and I gave you the Ramban and the Rashba here, okay? Now, let's think about this now, okay? We are saying, basically, that Brisa that we asked from Sam, that said that, and Ben's brought out, that all four of them have brachas. That all of them tomorrow say Adama, the Avionis and the Kri say Priyates. Who is that according to? Based on process of elimination. That's according to Rabbi Elazar. Yes? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yudah Marav is going like Rabbi Kiva, who's found in the Mishnah. And who is that price that we're asking from? It's going like what? Rabbi Elazar. So, so I ask you now, Rabbi Elazar says that Ephronos and the Kafrisin are Chayv and Meiser, since they're both considered to be Paris, and you say Abrei Priyates. Yes? Now, are you with me? You say Abrei Priyates. And therefore the Chayv and Meisers. That's what I'm getting to you right now. Now let's get to it. The next one is tomorrow's. What do you say about tomorrow's? Even though it's not a pre, it is still considered to be chayv and meiser. Get it down. Why? Because it's like a yerek. And on yerekos, there's a chiyuv meisris. Granted, it's only derabanan, but there is a chiyuv meisris on yerekos. And therefore, it is a chiyuv derabanan. Okay, and therefore, since it is Doma, Rabbi Elazar holds like Beis Shammai, which we'll get to not today in the Gemara, who has a suffix whether Tzlaf is an Elon or a Yerek. Since it's Doma to a Yerek, and they did plant it with the mind they have to eat tomorrow's as well, it is Chayim and Trumas and Maisas like a Yerek. This is what the Shita of what of the Ramban says. Okay, but the leaves are not Chayim and Maiser. Despite the fact that what? Despite the fact that you say Brei Pri Adama. Despite the fact that you say Brei Pri Adama, you are not Chayv and Maisers for the leaves. Why not? Why aren't you Chayv and Trumas and Maisers for the leaves? Okay? So here, Lamaisa, let us suggest two svaras. Two svaras. Number one is the pshat of the Ramban. And the Ramban says that the leaves, lamaisa, are planted litzorech azera. Even though there is a vegetable that has grown, but the alin lamaisa, adavar shezaroso litzorech azera. Even though, lamaisa, it is part of the caper bush, but the point of it is like a supporting, it's like a relief man. Lavdalov does in pitching, in baseball. He never starts. The whole point of it is to get the guy the win. The relief pitcher. The same thing here. It's to get the guy the what? The almond is to get the caper berry the berry. And that is its purpose. And the Mishnah says in Maaser's Perek Daled Mishnah Hey, Ein Yerako Misasir, if the focal point is not the Yerek, if the focal point is the pre, Shitzu was not Nizra Lachilas Ayerek. You didn't plant this thing to eat the Tamarim. That wasn't the major role. Okay, you might eat it on the side. It might be incidental. But that was not its purpose. So Kosher Cain and Elon, where the Iker Natiya is for the Peris, Shavadai Yerako Ein Misasir. Its vegetable is not Misasir. And the leaves are considered to be yerakos of Zroim. And therefore, you're not master them. You're not master them at all. And that is the chiddush that I want to bring out here. That even though lamais, it's a brepri adama, but you're not having maises in the olin, because it's not considered to be a yerek. The Sefer Divrei David says you don't make a gorin out of it. You don't make a pile out of it. And the others, the first far that we're saying from the Rabban is that something that's planted with, that's planted also, litzorek azera. I'm not doing it lamaisa for its yerek. I'm doing it for the fruit lamaisa. Since it wasn't planted for achilas yerek, then lamaisa, you're not misaser. I don't know. Let's say I plant a bunch of tomato patches. So I want to have a border between my neighbor and myself. You could be you're not chayv maisus on that because I did not plant it for the tomato. So certainly for a tree, the caper bush, which is for a tree, therefore its yerek will not be misaser. That's the svar of who? Who's that svar of? The Ramban. The Ramban says the alin, despite the fact that it's brei pri adama, will not be chayv maisus. Why, Sam? Because it's not the ikker part of the what tree. If you plant a zera not for its sake. Right? If you plant Davrish Zaruo so Litzorach Azera, if you plant something Litzorach Azera, even though Yerek comes out, I only wanted it for the Zera, for the seed, then Yerek is not Misasa. Koshkin, you want to plant for the tree. I want the berry of the tree, therefore what? The vegetable that emerges, you will have no Chi of Mysers. That is the first Svara we want to suggest. But there's a second Svara from the Rashba, the Ramaska Rebbe, the Rabban Dirmaskos Hachi Garshinan and the Rashba and the Meiri Dirmaskos Ilan says similar. They say that since the whole Chiyuv Maestros Akiv is only rabbinic, the Rabbanan did not Mechayev the leaves. Because Yerek is only the Rabbanan, they didn't want to be Mechayev too much. So the only Mechayev, the Yerek that grew, not a Yerek Agadol Al Ilanos. Not a Yerek, only a Yerek that grows on a tree. Only a Yerek that grows from the ground, like tomatoes, you know, cucumbers. They didn't want to be mechayev a yerek that grow. It's a very strange thing. It's a vegetable that grew on a tree. They were not mechayev maisers on a yerek that grew on a tree. Just objectively, because the whole thing is derabbanan. So basically, what emerges is two svaras. I want you to know why olin, despite the fact that it's adama, did not have a chiyuv maisers within who? Within Rebbe Lazar. You got that? Now, before we take the kashas, you guys tell me why the brisa can't be Rebbe Akiva. Why can this brisa not be Rebbe Akiva? Because what does the brisa say on Kafrishin? What do you say? Bore Pri? Hey, so what does Rebbe Akiva say? Kafrishin are not misasrin. And something that's a Bore Pri should be a Pri to Chayiv Meiser. Right? Right? Something that's Chayiv and Bore Pri Adama, it's possibly not Chayiv in what? Meiser. Like what we just said about what? About the Almond, according to Rebbe Lazar. Yes? So there's no way on earth this price is Rebbe Akiva. It's only Rebbe Lazar. And you have to distinguish between the three of the four Chayiv Maisers, but not the Olin. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay? You got this? First Nate, and then Gavriel, and then Jacob, and then Natana. Real quick, guys. Because it's late. Yeah, go ahead. Yes. The Divrei David gives a different Svara. Why, in fact, it's actually Lamaisa. He's Mazin, Rebuta, Chassin, and the Rosh. He says the reason why you say Brei Pri Adama by Olam, but it's not Chayiv Maisa, is because you don't pile it up. Only things that you pile up lend themselves Gorim. Gorim means a pile. Remember we said in order for Tevel to become Tevel, you need three steps. Has to grow a third. You have to pile it up together. And Machlokes Rashi Rambam with its neat on top, and then you bring it into your house. This type of thing of Olin is not, they don't pile it up in piles. It doesn't lend itself to the general procedure. Okay, I'm glad you asked me that. Okay, Gorin, that's what Gorin means. Yes, Gavriel, go ahead.
I was going to ask.
What do you say?
But what if, for for instance, I wanted to grow the olm because I like the taste of the olm. Like, I'm growing it for the take, like, for the purpose of the olm. Then does that still count as, like, a side?
It's a good kasha. My impression is, I got to look into it more. I would say bottle of diet tzatzel kolonim. I would say I don't care. I would say most people do not do it like that. Remember we said bottle of diet tzatzel kolonim? Remember the guy's kovei yain on the... Okay, you know what? That's not the regular. Remember we said the Anshei Hutzah, they carry those baskets on their head, their buckies in it. Yeah. Are they chayav skila? No, because that's not a, that's a shinui for Hutzah. I would say the same thing.
And also, yeah. according to the Rashi, why are we only being, I get how he's saying we want to chayav one part of the earth, not the other, but why is he choosing?
Yeah, it's a good question. I was thinking that myself, because dates are, because the leaves are like out of the realm. They don't look like a vegetable, you know what I mean?
But what about other things that are like...
I know, but the tamarim are more similar to looking like a food. That's what I think. Awesome. What'd you say?
People eat them, and it's been part of the whole...
People year. Also eat the tamarim, too.
See, people eat the tamarim, not if you only eat the leaves.
Okay, could be you say people don't eat them. So we're saying similar things. Mm-hmm. Only something that's in the realm of like a food. It may be like Nate's saying that they eat them. It's very possible. It's a good svara. But they didn't want to be extend the chiyuv all the way. It's only rabbinic anyway. Okay, yes, Jacob.
That was
so I think that's the answer. That since it's a rabbinic institution, they didn't extend it to something that is like leaves. It's not a food-like. It doesn't look like a food.
That's the story. We said the story was that Yerik that grows on trees, they weren't Machiah.
Right, but this is a different story. This is for since the whole thing, the whole institution is rabbinic, they didn't want to make it across the board that you're chayving every little nuance, a compartment of the capable.
It's not the fact that it's a Yerik that grows on a tree.
Right. This is a different svara. We gave it two. These are two different svaras. The first one was the Rabban. The second one is the Rashba, the Miri, which we added on, which is Rabbi Yudah Chassid and that Ein Mosim Gorin. That's like a third svara. That's like a third svara from the Rav David Tevel, the Nachlas David, Divrei David. That's what he wants. So basically, three svaras is what we're saying. Okay. We got this so far? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay. Now, Lamaisa. This leads us to the following, okay? This leads us to the following. We set up in the beginning of Shir, yes, that the Rosh starts discussing, as I gave you in Simon Gimel, about almonds. And he quotes the Bahag. Let's get it down. And the Rosh and Simon Gimel know quotes from the Bahag, who paskins, that on bitter, small almonds, Yecheskel, what did the Bahag say? What bracha do you say? Bore pri? Come on, guys. What did he say? Bore pri? Ha'etz. Ha'etz. The Rush quoted the Bahag Benji that said, small, bitter almonds, you say ha'etz. And the Rush said, that is difficult. It's against the Gemara in Chulin. What daf? Chafeim and Beis. What does it say in Chulin, Chafeim and Beis? It says, if you don't learn like Rashi's shot, it learns that when talking about the concept of bitter almonds, the halacha is that they are pater lamaisa. They are pater even when they are small. They're pater when they are big and they're pater when they are small. They're not considered a fruit. If they're not considered a fruit to be chayav maisas, how on earth can the Bahag say, you say borei priyates? Didn't our Gemara just compare maestros and orla and bracha? Yes? That's what we stress when we read the Gemara. How on earth can the Bahag say, oh, you chayiv and break brains, but you're potter and maishas. It's against the Gemara. It's a great kasha. So the Rush says like this. The Rush says the following. I want you to get it. The Rush says that he believes that linen maishas, it's not considered to be a pre, because it's not fully ripe. But linen brachos, since you're nene from them, you must say a bracha. What bracha might that be? What bracha might that be? Did the Rosh say beferish what he says? No, he doesn't say it. But what I want to bring out is that most of the Gedolei Achronim, the Madani Yom Tov, the Eliyahu Rabba, and the Rashba also, Lomaisa, says it beferish, that the bracha is hadamah. The Rush is arguing on the Bahag. And he says you will say hadamah despite the fact that what? Despite the fact that you'll be punter from Maestros.
Is that an Indian for
He says an inyan of anah, but he doesn't state explicitly what the bracha is going to be. That's why I wanted you to read the Rush closely. He doesn't say it. He just says it's different.
Then why can't you say it's shahako?
It's definitely not shahako because it doesn't. You don't downgrade it all the way down, lemaisa. Because why? Because it's considered to be a pri. Remember we said that's svarim. You don't say that. Remember the Rosh said if it's not a pri, you say that. But it's a pri. You don't. If it's an orange, you plant the orange for the appearance, and you still eat the orange, you still say eitz. But it comes out that one reading of the Rush is that you say what? That he argues on the Mahag, and he says you say a brere pri hadama, despite the fact that you're pater from Isis. So the Madana Yantif on the bottom of the Rush, did you see that, Os Dalit? I don't think I gave it to you. On the bottom of the Rush, and Os Dalit, to get it down, he says, I don't understand what's going on here. The Gemara compared bracha and meiser. Whatever's a pri for meiser is a pri for a bracha. So how can you tell me that what? The Gemara asks, Kafrisin is not a pre-lore law, so how can you say Brei Pre-Aids? Right? We always compare the two. The Divrei David adds on. We compare the two together. The Gemara says that all the categories are together in Lamaisa. We always say whatever you say by pre, if something's a pre for oral, it's a pre for Maisa, it's a pre for Brachas. So what's going on? If Kafrisin is not Orla, it's not a Brei Pre-Aids, it's not going to be Chayv and Maisa's. It's all hand in hand. That was the whole reasoning of the Rush. I mean, the whole reasoning of the Bahag. What does the Bahag say? Just like by Orla, what? The Kafrisin are not a pre, so too there's no pre-pre-aids. No? It's very difficult. What on earth is the Rush saying? Rush says, oh, I argue. You say a pre-pre-adama and you're pater from Isis. What are you talking about? Pre-adama is still a pre. Might not be a pre-aids, but it's still a pre. Should be chayv, at least in the Rabbanah, no? Should be chayv in the Rabbanah in the Isis. The Madani Yontif asks on him. The Divrei David asks. So I want you to get this pshat. The pshat is the following. The only time the Gemara compared brachos to Orla, to Maisers, is when the brachos Bore Pri Ha'eitz. That's the only time, says the Eliyahu Rabbah. The only time that we compared the two is when it was a Bore Pri Ha'eitz, all the three. That's why the Rush quotes from the leaves of the Tzlaf. Even though you say a Bore Pri Adama, you're not Chayv and Maiser. So too by the Shkedim Amarim. The Rashba writes Beferes, Jamasko Rebbe. He says, Bari Priya Eitz is Medamin a Meiser for a Bracha. Bari Priya Adama is not Tomel a Meiser. You could be Pater from Meiser Yerek and still be Chayv and Bari Priya Adama. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. Chazon Ish says, you say on the bitter almonds, Bari Priya Adama. Chazon Ish says it. The Madani Yontif says it. The Eliyahu Rabbah says it. They say the Rush meant Bari Priya Adama against the Bahag. And don't be bothered by the fact that what? That you're punter from Isis, like the Gemara Chulin. What daf, Sam? What daf in Chulin? Chav Ha'am and Aleph. Excellent. So what's up shot? What's up shot? Isn't that against our Gemara? The Gemara equates brachas and what? Maestras and what else? And Orla? What's the answer, Gavriel? It only compares it if it's a Bari Priya Aids. It's a Bari Priya Adama. You can say it's a Bari Priya Adama and you're still punter from Isis. No problem. You still can be punter from Isis. Not a problem. It's not Doma Lierik. Okay? It's not considered to be Doma Lierik. So it comes out to be a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. And that's what the Rashba points out here. But we got a problem. Because the son of the Rosh, who is who? The Tur. And the Beis Yosef, in Or HaChaim, Simon Reish Beis Yifei, right? That the Rosh says, what bracha do you say on sour or bitter almonds that are small? What bracha? What bracha? Ha'eitz. He says, you say ha'eitz. So if you say Aids, then according to the Rush, yes, you're back to the Kasha. How can the Gemara Chulin, the same Kasha, yes, on the Mahag, ask on him? If you say Aids, then why does the Gemara Chulin say you're Pater from Maestris? So the Divrei David says an amazing pshat, which I want you to get. The Divrei David is a Nachlas David. He says an amazing pshat. And he says like this. The Divrei David, Reb David Tevel was a great Gaon, Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He wrote a famous sefer called Nachlas David al Zayin Mesichta, seven Mesichtas. But he wrote a separate sefer on brachos called Divrei David. Divrei David is another, is usually well known as the Taz. The Taz wrote a parish on Chumash called Divrei David. The Taz on Shulchan Aruch, he wrote a parish on Chumash called Divrei David. But the Nachlas David wrote a sefer called, Reb David Tevel wrote a sefer called Divrei David on brachos. He said an amazing pshat. He says, in order to be chayiv, lemaisa, in order to be chayiv, We talk about chashivas apri. What does the word chashivas apri mean? What does chashivas apri mean? What's chashivas?
Importance.
Importance. Excellent, Noam. Excellent. So what makes something important for a fruit? You tell me. You pile it up. You do rias pene abayas. That's a chashivas of a fruit. That type of thing will be chayv in what? That type of thing will be chayv in what? Maestros. But I can give you a fruit that you don't pile up. You don't deliver it through your front door. And it's still a pre. So it'll be upright braids. And it'll be putter from what? Maestros. So that's an amazing chiddush, he says. He says, I want you to get this. The category for brachas is a pre. As long as it's a pre, even though it has no chashivas, you say I ate. But you want to be chayv in maestros? You better bet your bottom dollar that it better be what? It better be chashivas. So kafrisin, the issue is whether it's a pre. Rabbi Kiva says only of yonos, because kafrisin are not considered to be what? A pre. They're not considered to be the chashivas to be chayv in a pre. And that's what the Rush says. The Rush says you're not medama maestros lebracha. Right? You're not medama maestros lebracha when it comes to chashivas, Nate. You are not. By kafrisin, the issue is not chashivas. The issue of kafrisin is whether it's a pre or not. So if it's a pre, then you'll be chayv in orla and chayv in maestros and breaks. But lemaisa, what comes out here is a very fascinating chiddush. And the chiddush is that, you know, if something's a pre and it was brachas, that's fine. But you need to add an element when it comes to what? For maisa and chashivas. Excellent, Yecheskel. But I can go, so I want you to get this. It works only in one direction. If something's a pre in brachas, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a pre in what? In maestros, because it needs chashivas. But if something's a pre in maestros and has the chashivas, get that down, then for sure it's a what? A pre in hilchos what? In hilchos brachas, because there's no component of chashivas for brachas. You follow me? That's an ingenious answer. Yes, Nate, go ahead. No, no. How could it be?
Can't. That's the brachas are good doing maestros, so you can say that it doesn't have a chashivas of a pre, that the kafrisin don't have a chashivas of a pre, and that's why they get high eights. And same thing with tomorrow, they don't have a chashivas of whatever it is. They still get a double, but they don't get a chayav maestros.
Rabbi Kiva says, you mean, you want to say that according to Rabbi Kiva, I mean you're saying that if you say like that, then you're saying the Brisa could be Rabbi Kiva. You mean?
Yep.
Do you guys hear what the Nate is asking? Maybe the Brisa that by Maestros that says Rabbi Kiva is only of Yonos because it reaches the level of Chashivas, but maybe he would agree the other things. The Brisa that said you say eights is because why? You don't need chashivas. It's a good kasha what you're asking. I mean, you say, once you say like this, why can't you say the Bryce is Rabbi Kiva? It's a good kasha what Nate is asking.
Wait, how does that kasha make sense?
Because he's saying that by maestros you need chashivas. So avyonos have that. But maybe for brachas, he could still be a pre. Only thing I'm just bothered by that is that it says, Mimneshu pre. You know, Nate, that's why I think to answer your kasha. He writes black on white, Mimeshu pre, Rebbe Kiva. You follow me? Seems like that's the only pre. If he would have just not given that reasoning, I hear you. But he says Beferish pre. Seems like it's the only pre, and he doesn't, it's not a chashivas, a pre means a pre in any realm.
So
Rebbe
Kiva,
you
say
we're told by
this thing?
No, what I'm saying to you is that Rebbe Kiva might say that it's not a, that the kafris are also not a pre. Right. That's what I think you got to say. It's a sharp kasha you're asking, but I think that's the answer you got to say. Okay? So it comes out, Lamaisa, that now we have an answer for the rush. The answer for the rush is that in a chanami, please get it down, is a big machlokes what the rush held. The box said eights. Either the rush held adama, or the rush says also eights. And then how does he answer the kasha? The answer is there's a difference between the two categories. Okay? Brachas doesn't require chashivas. Chumas and Maestros requires a chashivas. Yes, Gabriel, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, how can we be equating the two categories of Meister and Brachas if there's this obvious distinction between the two?
Because it works in one way. And the Gemara was working only from one way. Again, if something's a pre for Maestros, then for sure it's a what? Pre for Brachas. And that's where the Gemara is comparing them. From that perspective. But just because something's a pre for Brachas doesn't mean for Maestros. And the Gemara is going from the previous direction. You follow me? It's a good kasha as well. Okay, let's close like this. Okay? Let's close like this. Let's get it. Okay? Please chazer over. I wanted to point out, Lamaisa, that Reb Moshe has an interesting chiddush, and it's based on a prima godin. When it says slav, not the inchi adai to the shooter, what does that mean? A slav, people plant for sprouts. So the chidah, the Birke Yosef says, bismaneinu, no one eats olin and tmaros. Nobody. He says nobody does it. And therefore the bracha should be a what? Shahakol. Please get it down. The chidah is the Birke Yosef. Simon Reish Beis of Kanei. He doesn't bat an eyelash. He says, for sure, shahakol. Comes along Reb Moshe, Zatzal, get it down, Igris Moshe. And Reb Moshe and Chelek Avsim in the test is Cholek, and he says, I don't care. Even though Bismanenu, that they don't plant Aldas tomorrow's for Olin, they still get a bracha of Bari Pri Adama. The tomorrow's the Olin, they get a Bari Pri Adama. Why? I want you to get this. Because they are not makpid to not to detach it. Again, they are not makpid not to attach it. Not to detach it. What does that mean? Not, it's a double negative. They are not makpid not to detach it. Meaning what? That they're makpid to leave it there. No one cares, Lomaisa. No one cares either way. Right? So if no one cares either way, Lomaisa, so the bottom line is that they're not considered to be what? They're not makpid. So what I want you to get, and we'll close with this. Noam, you got this? Reb Moshe says amazing. Reb Moshe says there are two approaches to nate adaite the hachi. Does that mean when it's you have to do it mefurish for a certain thing? Or just as long as I'm parva and I'm not makbid, that I have to take it off? That's considered nate adinshi hachi. In other words, how seriously do you take that cloud, Yecheskel? Not the inch of that. Is it squared or cubed? I have to have in mind when I put the seed in. Berries, berries, berries. You know what I mean? I have to have in mind, you know, it's mamish squared or cubed. Or do you say, no, as long as I'm not negative to it. You follow me? Is that amazing? So much as that was the shock of the Tari and the Gemara. That originally we thought the Olin and Tomorrow's, as long as I don't think Bishas Nati and Olam Tomorrow's, it's considered Lonati Inish Tahaki. No! The answer to the Gemara is that since he's not Makbid, since they don't care, Lamaisa, even Bismanenu, as long as your Das is not on that stuff, it's considered being not Chashiv. Since you're not Makbid, not to detach it. Oh, I better not detach it. I'm not Makbid, not to detach it. That's considered Otel Das Olam Tomorrow's. You don't hate them. So since you don't hate them, it still should have a Brach of what? Borei Pri Adama. So he argues on the Berkei Yosef Reb Moshe. And he says, in Bizman Azeh, you still say a Borei Pri Adama on the Olim, and on the what? And on the Tomorrow's, Halacha L'maisa. That's what he says. You still say a Borei Pri Adama against the Chidah that says Shahakov. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. We'll stop here. Tomorrow.